Hello, everyone. We are coming back. I'm Leo.
I'm Michelle.
I'm Joseph.
I'm Harris.
Let's eat your life. Wow, long time no see, and you know, we have really big Spring Festival, and after that, our episode is 7th episode, right? Mm-hmm. So, over the past 6 episodes, we really got a lot of fans, and more listeners are following our programs, and really happy, and probably all of us are very happy, right?
Yes.
So, in here, I really want to appreciate and all of the friends' support. And I hope you can keep continuing to follow us.
Yes.
Okay, so let's get on to our 7th episode.
Okay.
Michelle, what are we going to learn today?
Mm-hmm. And I think since we have gone through 6 episodes, I would like to invite our friends to have a review. What do you think?
Thank you. Thank you so much. You know, I really, really afraid.
Like, right?
Yeah, I'm really afraid, like, if we learn more new things, then I'm going to totally, overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think you're right. It's the time to do a review with our friends.
Yes.
I really forgot some of them we have learned. Mm-hmm. So, Michelle, can you help me right now?
Okay, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with episode 1.
Mm-hmm.
And on episode 1, we learned how to make gratings according to the different times we used to different way to grade, right? But of course, the most common way is, remember?
你好.
Yes,
I think I would not forget this one.
Yeah. It's the most easy.
Yeah. Well, and we learn morning time, afternoon, or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. And in the morning, we always say, 早上好. Very good. 早上好. 早上 means morning, right?
Morning.
Yeah, just the opposite, right?
Yeah.
It's opposite with English. 早上好. And you remember how to say good afternoon?
I know we put 好 at the end.
Yeah. Afternoon?
下午好.
Very good. 下午好.
下午好.
Leo, 下午好.
下午好,
下午好,
how about night? Remember? Night.
Yeah, I love the word. 晚上好.
Yeah, 晚上好.
晚上好.
Yeah, 晚上好. And there is another polite way to greetings, remember that?
Oh, yeah. You know, sometimes we are very polite and we have to change 你 into 您.
Very good, 您.
So we say 您好, right?
您好, yes. And 您 is very, very important for... especially for Beijinger. Beijinger used to say 您 instead of 你.
You want to say like Beijinger more polite?
Yeah. Maybe.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the reason, like, when I come across some Beijing senior people, like old people, and they always say, like, 您, 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 blah, 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 blah.
They always say 您.
Oh, that's the reason.
Yes.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. Okay, and what about episode 2, Joseph?
Actually, in episode 2, we learned yes or no questions, and with a character for the question word. Do you still remember?
It's, ma.
Ma, that's great. Ma. So, we learned, how are you? That only plus, hello.
How are you? And it's ma. Opposite, like, 你好吗?
Perfect. 你好吗? 你好吗?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And how to answer that?
我好.
我好. Actually,
I'm very good.
Very good. Yeah,
even,
I'm very good.
Even, like, you don't have to,
yeah,
to be very good.
Good.
Yeah, okay. So, 我很好.
我很好.
Okay, so I have to put a 很.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I'm very good. You have to be very good.
Yeah, I'm
okay.
To be very
great.
Good.
So, Michelle, 你好吗?
我很好. Joseph, 你好吗?
我很好. Leo, 你好吗?
我很好.
我很好.
Great.
What's the negative of answer? Remember that?
Oh, yeah. We learned that it's negative, like, no. 不.
Yeah.
不.
So, 我...
不好，我不好。
I have to ask you, like, what's wrong with you, Michelle? Why you are not good?
No, recognize my voice, right?
Oh, yeah, a little bit. You you caught cold.
Yeah, recently a lot of people got
cold.
Because of my air pollution.
You remember that word?
Wow,
big
because
surprise.
We lost away, right?
Big surprise. Okay.
Okay. So,
okay. So anyway, and
except
yeah
except 你我 we learned another personal pronoun. Do you remember that one?
Yeah, like for, 你 for you.
You. Mm. 我.
我 for I.
I, yeah.
And 他 for he, she, and it.
It, yeah, he, she, it.
Great. Can we do a little bit practice?
Okay, so how is he? How to say?
他好吗?
他好吗? Very good.
Oh.
And the answer
and
is?
The answer is 他很好.
Perfect. 他很好. Mm.
Okay. And I remember that we learn a lot of like family members.
Yeah, family members.
Right?
Yeah.
Titles. So can we practice like?
Okay. Yeah. So how to say mother?
Mama.
Mama. Mm. Yes, and dad? Father?
Dad. Baba.
Baba. Uh-huh. Baba. And in Chinese, we also have younger brother and elder brother.
Yeah,
so elder brother is
pretty massive.
Ga-ga-ga-ga-ga.
Oh yeah, 哥哥.
哥哥,
okay.
Ga-ga. Mm-hmm. And the younger brother.
Younger brother, Michelle, could you help me?
弟弟.
Okay,
yeah.
弟弟. 弟弟.
弟弟.
Mm.
Uh-huh. And I know because I have an elder sister,
yeah.
So I remember that. 姐姐.
Yeah. Mm.
But younger next sister. One, younger sister, no. I don't know
because I don't have.
Yeah, do you have?
妹妹.
妹妹. Do you have? 你有妹妹, right?
I don't have. But Harris won't have a
yeah.
youngster.
妹妹.
Yeah, yeah. We talk about like a birth control,
yes,
like a
yes.
second child birth,
yes.
like a policy. Mm. Yeah, okay. So, 妹妹.
妹妹.
Younger sister.
Younger
Good.
Sister, yeah.
So, I can say, Joseph, 你妈妈好吗?
她很好.
她很好. Michelle, 你爸爸好吗?
她也很好.
Okay.
He is also good.
Yeah.
He says very good.
Uh-huh. You can
Leo.
Yeah.
你姐姐好吗?
啊,她很好。她很好。
Mm.
Great, great. So what about episode 3?
In episode 3, we talked about how to ask names.
Mm-hmm.
You remember name, how to say in Chinese?
Yeah, name.
Name.
名字。
Very good.
名字。
We learned what questions.
Mm-hmm.
In Chinese, what is 什么?
什么?
Yeah,
什么 means what?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, what is your name? We can say, 你叫什么名字?
Wait. Okay, so, it's totally opposite, right?
Yeah,
so, what's your name? So, what we have to put in the 名字, in front of a 名字, 什么名字, what name, right?
Mm-hmm.
And 你, you, 叫 means is called?
Called.
Oh, okay.
Right?
你叫什么名字? Ah, I see. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, 你叫什么名字?
Yeah.
So, 你好?
你好?
你叫什么名字?
我叫 Joseph.
你好?
你好?
你叫什么名字?
我叫 Michelle.
Okay, and we talk about like if we went to if we went to the pub.
Oh yeah, with Harris.
And
right?
we really want to flirt it with
yeah.
like the girls, and sometimes
yeah.
you ask like,
and
"Just your name?"
And I refuse him, right?
Yeah,
I refuse him, and he.
He turned to another girl.
Yeah, another girl. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
He's a really
brave,
bad boy.
Right?
Bad boy.
Okay. And we also learned how to ask someone's surname.
Oh yeah.
Remember?
This is especially
yes.
like in China.
Surname,
sometimes
yes.
you don't have to ask someone's name. You just know the surname, right? Okay.
And we can say 你姓什么 for what is a family name.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rather than 你叫什么名字,
yeah,
so we say 你姓什么. Yeah. 你, you.
Yeah.
姓. See, like your surname is called.
Yeah.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
and 什么? Okay.
Yes,
I understand?
And especially
yeah.
in the, if it's the first time to meet each
yeah,
other.
Not that familiar.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
你好, Joseph.
你好.
你姓什么?
我姓周.
Yeah, Joe.
Oh, okay.
yeah,
okay.
Joseph is a Chinese teacher.
It's your turn, Michelle. 你姓什么?
I can introduce my Chinese name, and my surname is Shi. Yeah, so I should say 我姓石.
石,
yeah,
okay.
It's Chinese.
If 石 doesn't mean surname, what does it mean?
It's a stone. It's a rock.
Stone.
Yeah, stone.
Oh rock?
Stone. Yeah.
So you're very tough?
Yeah, I'm a tough girl, maybe.
Okay,
yeah.
Tough Michelle.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And in the formal situation, mm-hmm. we could say, actually, we could say 您贵姓 rather than 你姓什么.
Okay, tell me what does it mean.
Yeah, 您贵姓 mm-hmm. is very polite to
Okay,
to
您,
ask
I can recognize that.
Yeah.
It's a very polite way. And
yes, and 姓 you know. Yeah, yeah, yeah. 贵姓.
Precious. Remember? Precious.
Oh, yeah. Something is really, really
important.
Yeah, really important. Yeah. Or if I buy something, I say, the price is too high. I say,
Yeah,
太贵了. 贵 means precious. Okay.
Yeah.
And 姓. Okay.
Yeah,
so,
名贵姓. Yeah.
名贵姓.
Yeah. Like, can I have your precious?
Yeah, yeah, like that. Especially in the first time we meet each other.
Okay, in a polite way.
Okay.
Yeah,
Joseph and Michelle, this is your first time to see each other, to meet each other.
Yeah.
Do it.
你好. Actually, you should ask me first.
Okay, let's try.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, 您好.
您好.
您贵姓?
我姓石. 您贵姓?
我姓周.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Oh, that's the way it is. Great. Okay, and for episode 4, I think I have really perfect memory on it. Because I know, like, we learn a lot of the countries now.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, and I think...
And, you know, this episode is the most audio's number. Is the, maybe...
Largest
audience.
Yeah.
Oh,
audience.
Really? Yeah. I know that. And I know, like, Joseph taught me some of the memory tips, like how to memorize.
Yes.
Yeah, it's very practical.
Very practical.
Yeah, that's practical.
And I know, like, Chinese people give a... two different ways and to give the names of the country.
The first
example,
one,
we put country at the end of the country's like a pronunciation.
Yeah,
for example, we say 国 means country, right?
Means country,
okay.
Right.
Mm. And so...
how do you say the United States?
United States. Beautiful
America.
Country. So it's a 美国.
美国, very good.
Yeah.
And British.
British.
England.
Oh, England. England.
England.
Yeah,
very
okay.
good. And France?
法国.
法国.
Mm-hmm.
And Deutschland?
Deutsch. 德国.
德国.
Yeah.
And 韩国. South Korea.
韩国. 韩国, like South Korean? 韩国.
韩国.
Okay.
So that's all the countries with ending with 国.
Ah, this is the one way of give a name. Okay.
And some others, we just only need to translate the pronunciation of it. For example,
so we don't have to put 国 at the end.
Yeah, we don't need to
okay,
put 国. For example, Italy.
Italy. 意大利.
意大利. Italy. And Canada?
Canada. I know what country it is, but Michelle, can...
加.
Oh, they changed, like
加.
Okay,
加拿大.
Canada, Canada.
Oh, Canada. But we cannot say Canada. We have to say 加拿大.
加拿大.
All right. Okay. Later, I'm going to ask you why.
Okay.
And
Spain?
Spaniard?
Spaniard.
西班牙.
西班牙.
Okay.
And last one we learned, Brazil.
I totally lost. What is it?
Brazil.
Good.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we also learned...
uh-huh.
How to ask one's nationality.
Yeah.
Where are you from?
Oh, okay, where do you come from? So, yeah, I remember, like, where in Chinese we say 哪.
哪.
Okay.
But in this kind of sentence, we need to ask which
country. So we put country.
Yeah, which country.
Okay. Which country? 哪国.
哪国.
And
people.
People plus people. 人.
人. Which
so,
country's people?
Yeah, for example, you are 中国人, Chinese.
Yeah, 中国人.
So, I can say...
you are which country's people?
Okay, 你是哪国人?
Perfect. 你是哪国人?
And my answer is 我是 plus...
country's
name? Country's
name
plus 人.
Mm,
oh, because you are the per people from that country.
This country, yeah.
Ah, I see. Okay, so, could we practice a little bit?
Okay.
Let's turn... let's give a turn like from the America to Brazil, okay?
Okay.
So... Michelle, 你是哪国人?
我是美国人.
Ah, good.
Joseph, 你是哪国人?
我是英国人. Leo, 你是哪国人?
我是法国人. Michelle, 你是哪国人?
我是德国人.
Ah.
Leo, 你是哪国人?
我是韩国人.
Leo, 你是哪国人?
我是一... 意大利人,
okay.
意大利人.
Joseph, 你是哪国人?
我是加拿大人.
Oh, Canada. Oh,
Michelle, 你是哪国人?
我是西班牙人.
Spanish.
Leo, 你是哪国人?
我是巴西人.
Okay,
Brazil.
That's the country
we
learned.
Brazilian. Oh,
okay.
Wow, we really got a lot from the episode 1 to episode 4. And so that's a lot. Let's have a break and listen to a Chinese song. And this song is very special and recommended by Michelle.
Yeah,
and she promised it's going to be very good song. So let's have it.
Yeah, okay. Let's enjoy it. I hope you can like it. Okay, Leo, do you like it? What's the meaning of
it? Hard to say, you know what I mean? Because it's my first time to listen to this Chinese song, and I think a little bit strange because the tempo is pretty quick and people speak something.
Yeah, I
can tell like they are happy.
Yeah.
Just like the name.
you got that point. They're speaking, right?
Oh, yeah.
This is the same song of a famous entertainment debate show in China, and it's very, very popular among the young people.
Okay. Yeah. Do you like it?
Of course, I like it. I'm the biggest fan. And Joseph also.
Yeah, of course. That's right.
Oh, what is called like the show?
Chinese is 大奇葩, but translate is
A big weirdo.
A big weirdo. This song? This song is called Big Weirdo.
Yeah.
It's a really big weirdo.
Yeah.
What about the show like you mentioned?
Yeah, it's just a debate show, you know? Mm-hmm. They have two teams and they have a...
Try to convince each other.
Yeah, and they have the topic.
What is the name?
The hot topic. The show's name?
The program, 名字.
奇葩说. 奇葩说, like
Weirdo
Show, right?
Weirdo Show.
Wow. And it's interesting. I recommend our audience, if you're Chinese, very good. Mm-hmm. I recommend you can watch that.
Take a look. It's very
okay. fantastic.
So, dear friends, if you're really good enough, like in Chinese, and yeah, we recommend you to watch that program.
Yes.
It's called 奇葩说.
Yeah, 奇葩说.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I really want to watch it, but I know I have to learn more Chinese mm-hmm. and to understand what they're talking
about.
Okay, so dear friends, if you can follow our program, I believe that in the future you can listen.
To watch that.
You can watch the program by yourself and totally you can understand what it's saying.
Mm-hmm.
Good. And what is next episode?
Yeah, in episode 5, we learn some location words.
Mm-hmm.
And remember the Joseph, the story? They make a story about him.
Yeah.
And his
shadow
daughter.
Yeah, because you make it up like a daughter. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So I remember. It's your turn.
Okay, it's my turn. So first, in the morning,
mm-hmm.
I sent my daughter to school.
School.
And then after that, I went to my office.
It's very weird because of three syllables.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 办公室 mm-hmm.
office.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go to the bank to check my account. Bank. 银行. And after that, I take my daughter to the...
Supermarket. Mm. Michelle, could you help me? What is a supermarket?
超市.
Super.
超市.
Okay. 超市. Okay.
Yeah. And then I go to the restaurant.
Restaurant.
饭店. But I didn't think the food is very well.
Uh-huh.
So my daughter feel uncomfortable. So we went to the hospital.
Okay.
医院.
Then go back home.
Home.
I love it because
it's
my favorite place. Home.
家.
Okay. So probably we can just using episode 4's sentence structure and to practice like where are you, right?
Where are you? Yeah.
So we can say 你在哪儿?
Yeah, actually,
right?
It's
okay.
You at where.
Okay, you at where. So,
你在哪儿?
Michelle, 你在哪儿?
我是在医院.
Oh, yeah, you caught a cold.
Yeah,
be careful. Take care.
Okay.
Yeah.
No problem. And Joseph, 你在哪儿?
我在学校. Leo, 你在哪儿?
我在办公室.
Leo, 你在哪儿?
我在...
Your favorite.
Oh, yeah, my favorite. 我在家.
Perfect. Michelle, 你在哪儿?
我在超市.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and I remember we also talked about I go back home, right? That phrase.
Oh, yeah. I know that.
It's different with other.
Because I remember that day and we're using
we learn like
the
go
music
to,
like because we're talking about like a saxonist I played a saxon. It's called going home 回家. Yeah, that's one. Okay,
so 回家.
Okay. Okay, so the last episode, episode 6?
Yeah, episode 6, we learn a new verb, to have, remember, to have.
Have something.
I have something.
Yeah.
有?
Yeah,
有.
Yeah, we learned, I have father, mother, and you told us you have an elder sister, right?
So can I say, 我有爸爸妈妈姐姐?
Yeah, 姐姐.
Then I can ask you as a return, I say, 你呢?
Yeah, never talk question.
我有爸爸妈妈. 我没有姐姐.
没有
negative.
Means negative.
Yeah, negative.
I don't have.
So, 有. Have, 有. Not have, don't have. 没有.
Yeah. Remember Joseph? 他有
iPhone.
Yeah, but family member.
Oh.
He said, 他有爸爸妈妈他没有哥哥。
弟弟姐姐没有
only child.
Oh, that's the reason we talk about like second child policy
yes,
right now.
Yes,
okay,
yes.
So Joseph is the only child in your family.
Yes.
Okay, 我有姐姐.
Yeah, so you are not only child.
I'm not only
yeah.
child. Michelle, 你有爸爸妈妈。
I'm only child.
Oh, you're only
yeah,
child too.
Also,
okay.
Yeah.
I remember Harris really wanted to get a younger
sister.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Younger sister.
So, Joseph, 没有妹妹。
Yeah,、嗯、没有妹妹。
Oh,、
yeah.
Harris 没有妹妹。
Harris.
Sorry.
Harris
没有妹妹。
He also only child.
Okay,、mm-hmm. 我有姐姐。
Besides you.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
And last time, when we talk about like, 有, and you mentioned like, you didn't have iPhone, and I have iPhone, so I can say, 我有 iPhone.
嗯。
Michelle 没有 iPhone.
Now you have.
What? What?
It's a new year. Yeah, I got my higher salary, so I buy iPhone. So I can say 我有 iPhone right now.
Okay, you got red bag?
Yeah, red bag.
Yeah, in Chinese Spring Festival, I know like younger, the people give each other the money.
Yeah,
put
from
into,
the older generation.
Yeah, put into the red bag.
Yeah.
How can you say like red bag?
红包。
红包。
Yeah.
Wow,
红包。
So I wish our friends can give us 红包
yeah,
okay, can give us 红包 and、this is our 7th episode, right?、
Mm-hmm.
Because we do a lot of quick review, and this, which is really good、
mm-hmm.
and、so I wish all of the friends in front of your、cell phone and can do a lot of review and practice after this episode, and I wish everyone can follow oura program、
mm-hmm.
and、you can tell your friends that you know how good our program is, and we need more and more friends following us、
mm-hmm.
and the most important thing is 红包 remember 红包 okay and、I want to tell everyone like、we're、building our blog and we're building our other social media, so later if we、set it up and I'm gonna tell everyone like how to follow us in other social mediaOkay,、
mm-hmm.
that's、our 7th episode,、
mm-hmm.
right? And、so next time we want to learn、what do you want to eat?
Yeah,
right?
Food.
Wow, Chinese
food. It's also
food.
Very practical, guys.
Very practical?
Yeah, yeah.
So that means when I go to a restaurant, I can order、
yeah,
food
order.
By myself?
Yeah, definitely.
Wow.
We'll learn food, drinks, name. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Great. So let's do it on the next...episode, right?
Okay.
Yeah, 8,
okay.
Right?
So, our friends, see you on next episode.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
See you.
Bye-bye.
This is a Leo.
This is Michelle.
This is Joseph.
This is a Harris.
We are
Eat Live. 请让我说话